This is Sound and Season. It's Tuesday, the 30th day of Lent. Our passage today comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verses 13 through 27. And they sent to him some of the Pharisees and some of the Herodians to trap him in his talk. And they came and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are true and do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances, but truly teach the way of God. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay them or should we not?" But knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why put me to the test? Bring me a denarius and let me look at it." And they brought one. And he said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" They said to him, "Caesar's." Jesus said to them, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." And they marveled at him. And Sadducees came to him, who say that there is no resurrection, and they asked him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife, but leaves no child, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. There were seven brothers. The first took a wife, and when he died, left no offspring. And the second took her and died, leaving no offspring. And the third likewise. And the seven left no offspring. Last of all, the woman also died. In the resurrection, when they rise again, whose wife will she be? For the seven had her as wife." Jesus said to them, "Is this not the reason you are wrong? Because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God? For when they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. And as for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God spoke to him, saying, 'I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' He is not God of the dead, but of the living. You are quite wrong." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Yahweh is the God of the living, and he reigns over everything. In the words of Tertullian, we can give Caesar only money, but to God, we give our whole selves. Further, we read that as the God of the living, Jesus promises to raise the dead to new and perfect life with God. Augustine wrote, "God is able to restore what is lost, to raise what is dead to life, to revive what has rotted away, to gather together what is corruptible and finite." The Lord promised to do this, and he gives as a guarantee the promises he's already fulfilling. So let your faith speak of this to you, since your hope will not be disappointed.
Lord, hear our prayer, and let our cry come to you. Let us pray. Mighty Savior, the one who breathes new life into dry bones, help us, O Lord, to trust in your unshakable character and power. For you are the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Help us to celebrate in the promised work of Christ, which is playing out before us now. O Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.